Welcome to The Rundown. I'm your host, Justin Pugliese. This podcast is dedicated to you, the run community. Each episode, we bring you interviews with top athletes and community leaders. They'll share their stories, tips, and tricks to inspire and motivate you to keep running. Ultimately, we're all just here to have fun. From elite runners to weekend warriors, find out how people get started and why they keep going. So listen up, tell your run buddies, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Music, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. This episode of The Rundown is presented by the 2020 WRG Classic. If you know me well enough, you know that I have two passions when it comes to sport, running and hockey. For the last 3 years, I've participated in an awesome outdoor hockey festival called the WRG Classic. It's a fundraiser working to bring hockey to underserved communities in Montreal through hosting a tournament and outdoor winter festival. Guests, participants, and spectators dress in early 20th century fashion and share a fun day of hockey-inspired games, activities, food and drinks, and live entertainment. This year will be the biggest edition ever, adding a full weekend of outdoor fun, including live music, DJs, activities for kids, a mini dog park for canines, and of course, a hockey-inspired retro diner-style food station in partnership with September Cafe. The WRG Classic Festival will take place January 24th to the 26th at Parc Vinette, only steps away from the Lionel Groulx Metro Station. So make sure to claim your free ticket as soon as you can. Visit WRGClassic.com. That's WRGClassic.com. See you out there. Welcome to The Rundown. Today is the first day of 2020, and I just wanted to put out a little bonus episode for you guys and express my gratitude for the year that was, 2019. I think oftentimes when we come into a new year, we look ahead and we do this on a daily basis, and we say, like, what can I do next? Or we finish a race and we say, you know, which one's coming up? And we don't take time to maybe celebrate those little wins that we have. And it seems like sometimes it's never good enough. So what I want to say to you guys is take time to look back and, you know, rather than rush and start those New Year's resolutions or set those new goals, you know, look back at your race schedule from 2019, and maybe some of you haven't raced and maybe some of you just got into running, but remember what that was like and take time to reflect and say, like, give yourself a pat on the back and say, you know, I did something good, and I did something I didn't think I could do before just because I tried. And I think that's something that our guests, Kat and Kev, which, you know, they're my coaches, and I often speak about them in the podcast. I share that they share the same sentiment. And, you know, Kat said in the interview, it was episode 14, she said, we're just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. They're not elite athletes. They were just able to do things that nobody else could do because they tried. So I often take that with me and say, you know, there's nothing that I can't do. The first part of it is just having that thought in your mind and setting that goal. But looking back and reflecting on 2019 has been something that I've been thinking about for a while, and just take time to appreciate it. So, like, for me, for example, you know, it was long ago in April, but, you know, doing my third Boston Marathon was a big thing for me. Often I think it's like from the prior year, because it is such an early race in the season. You kind of train through winter, but, you know, that's something I was really proud of. And it was easy to look ahead to the race that I was going to do in New York, but it created like some motivation for me during the summer to go in and train for New York. And in between, I had some fun. I did some trail races that, I did the 20K in Tremblant, which was new for me and very difficult, but I decided to take it on as a challenge and part of my marathon training, if you will. And it gave me some strength and also helped me to build confidence for the Harakana 28, which I did in September, and I'm not a trail runner by any means, but, you know, giving it a chance and sharing those opportunities with friends. We went up there, but a group of us, from the Run Right Athletics Club, and we've been fortunate to make those friendships ever since the we did the run around relay, the 125K around Montreal, and that's also something I'm very appreciative for, is the friendships and the connections that I've made through running this past year. So take a look back and list off all of your accomplishments and all the races that you've been part of, and you know, what went well, what didn't go so well, what can you improve on? We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and nobody's perfect by any means. So, you know, what are some things that we can work on to become, you know, better runners, better athletes, and how can we use those thoughts moving forward? And you know, it could be, you know, it could be really things that you've done well and you can improve on, but it can also be like, you know, failures. Failures are learning lessons for us. If we fail, it's not a bad thing. It's actually it's a great way to grow and become a better person, a better athlete as well. And if we can learn what didn't work, that'll make us that much stronger. So look at the positives and the negatives and kind of take them all with a grain of salt and use those moments moving forward. It's also been fun to look back on all the guests we've had on the show and see how the podcast has evolved and the type of guests that we've had on and the range that we've had. I'm just looking at a list now. We've had people like business owners who just use running as a meditative state. In Ravi Handa, he went to Nepal and he runs with the WRG Run Club every Monday night. And, you know, he's a staple in the community as part owner of September Cafe. We can look at like Anne Bouchard. She's got two little kids and she started running later in life, but she's an absolute machine in the trails, and she almost like wins everything she does. Like she's so dedicated, but it's very clear. Actually just saw her last week running up Clark. It's a steep hill, but she was doing hill repeats by herself and always with a big smile on her face, and just taking that positive attitude into her training and into her races and putting in the work. And it was fun to sit down and chat with her. Some people that were really active in the past and trying to come back from injury, like such as wakeboarder Ben LeClaire, who was at the peak of his wakeboarding career and had everything going for him, but you know, faced a major wakeboarding injury, and which paralyzed him from the neck down. But you know, we did Wings for Life, which is a charity run where there's a pacer car and it chases you. And he came out in a wheel cart, a bike, if you will, like a hand cycle. And he came out and crushed his goal. I think he did 10K, and he had the support of his friends and family around. But here's a guy who was told that he wouldn't be able to have function like that, and has been fighting and scraping every single day to be able to come back. And I get messages from him all the time, and saying that, you know, he can't wait for next year, and he can't wait to do a bunch more kilometers to help out with the cause. And all that money goes to spinal cord research, which is obviously something that he holds close to his heart. So, you know, it's amazing to watch him make strides. Like if you listen to his episode, you kind of feel that he's got that no quit attitude. And I looking at him and sitting at him at that moment, I couldn't understand, like, it would be so easy to just give up and just lie down and take it. But you could see how that drive and dedication that brought him so far in wakeboarding also is helping him tremendously in his recovery. So that's, it was a really, special moment for me, this year for sure. And then we had some amazing triathletes, Cody Beals, winner of the Ironman in Mont-Tremblant for the second year in a row. Up and coming, very strong triathlete, and watched the race and was taking photos, and he finished the race, and literally we did an interview maybe an hour later, and he was still in his triathlon gear that he had been racing in all that whole day, but had a great opportunity to speak to a Ironman champion, which is awesome. And he sprinkled in some community leaders there too. We had Darcy Budworth, who is one of the founders of Take the Bridge, which has been a huge success all over in New York mainly, and then all over the United States. And this year, Montreal was lucky enough to be part of the tour. So, you know, they travel to all these major cities, and Montreal got to be one of them. And it was nice to see the Montreal community get behind it, and runners from all across the city come to race that. And, you know, she's been a huge mover for that event. You know, Laurent Caudrelier is the leader of November Project. We had Alicia Mancini, who led at one time Miss Laurier and now is a main leader for the Run Right Athletics Club that I mentioned earlier. And just like, it's fun to be able to interview these people because they're so present in the community and people around them get to see them all the time, but don't necessarily know their story. So it's been fun to share people's stories and just like everyday people like all of us, and everyone's got a story, and there'll be many more of them to come in 2020. I also want to highlight some of the events that have taken place in Montreal and things that we should celebrate as a run community in the city. I'd say like Take the Bridge was a huge win for the city and a huge win for Montreal, and getting recognized as a huge run community. And like I said, brought together all run clubs and crews from around the city, and actually was a very competitive race. And but you could see how people were connecting, and people from different clubs were competitive, but also friendly with one another and encouraging one another. So like, I really thought that was a great event. The Speed Project, we had the run club Yamajo from Montreal represent our city in the Speed Project, and they were training all through winter. It was amazing to watch their runners persevere and take on a major run program to be able to prepare themselves for that. And they did the city proud and actually finished well ahead of where they thought they would. So kudos to them, and hopefully it encourages other run clubs and runners from Montreal to participate in that amazing event. And I think they will be going back this year. So good luck to them. And hopefully they've taken some of the things they've learned and will put it forward to this year's race. There's also some cool unsanctioned races that happened. Peel the Hill and Beat the Main were some cool unsanctioned races around the city that we were able to take part in. And it was fun to see this kind of like underground running take place and for everyone to enjoy, again, bringing the community together. And of course, the Run Around 125, where we ran around the island of Montreal, and there was a bunch more teams this year, not just the Run Right team. And what a cool experience that was, doing the relay around the city and getting to enjoy it for the second time. I'd like to also thank all of you, all the listeners, not only in Montreal or across Canada, but in the U.S. and across the globe too. I've been fortunate to interview people from all over, and getting to go to races like Boston and New York, I've had chances to speak with, for example, Ali Kiefer, who raced New York, and Tommy Pusey, who lives in Flagstaff, but I was able to catch up with him in Boston. And racing has given me a chance to communicate with these athletes and share their stories, who have a much larger reach. And they're people that I know you guys want to hear about. You know, it's fun to hear the local stories, but it's also fun to hear the elite stories as well. And I'm genuinely interested in everybody's kind of accomplishment or how they got into the sport. It's interesting to hear from every single level, like how it all started. And I think that's something that we're very proud of, and something I'll continue to do for 2020. But yeah, thank you so much for listening and staying loyal, and hopefully it's still interesting for you. And I definitely appreciate all the feedback. I get a kick of going out for runs and then somebody coming up to me and say like, hey, I listened to your podcast. It's great. Or I really love this guest. I learned a lot from this person. And it just shows that people are listening and they're actually getting something out of the podcast, which is the big goal for me in the first place. And I am very appreciative of that. You know, that being said, like the more you guys share with me and the more I can help to improve the show. And I really love hearing from you guys, whether it be on Instagram at LaRundown, or you can also connect with me via email at LaRundown@whatsreallygood.com. And, you know, share your ideas, share your wish list for 2020 and some potential guests. I obviously don't know everybody. And so it always helps when someone like gives me suggestions and tells me about somebody cool in the run community or triathlon community. And I'm definitely all ears to both positive and negative criticism as well. It's the only way you improve. And like I was saying earlier with running, you have to take both and use those as ways to improve. We can always improve our strengths, but working on our weaknesses can also go a long way. So with that said, I want to wish you all a very happy first day of January and a very successful 2020. And like I said, just look back and celebrate everything you've done and maybe make that a goal for 2020 is that, you know, when you complete a race, when you get a new PB, take time to celebrate. Really enjoy the moment and stay in it, because there will be another one. And we work so hard for all the things that we're trying to accomplish. And yeah, so there'll always be another one, but it's good to stay in the moment and appreciate the ones you have and the people that are also very close to us. So cheers to you, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Rundown. Take care. Bye-bye. This episode is brought to you by WRG Run Club. What's really good is running with people who are fun, friendly, and positive. Whatever your experience, age, or identity, you're welcome to join us at the base of Mount Royal every Monday night at 7 p.m. Just look for the group of smiling faces next to the monument. Some run fast, some run slow. Who you'll meet, you never know. If you want to learn more, visit our website, iamarunner.ca, and check out their Instagram, at WRGRuns. Hope to see you out there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Rundown. We hope you enjoyed our show. Please make sure to visit us at iamarunner.ca. You can also let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at LaRundown. Now take what you've learned and run with it.
The Rundown is a production by WRG Media, recorded in the historic RCA building in St. Henry, Montreal. Produced and recorded by Forrest McKay. Our executive producers, Leslie and Lindsay Woods. Graphics and illustrations created by Ryan Bondi and hosted by Justin Pugliese.